Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Thank God for Thursday, because Friday's around the corner. Thank you, everybody, for getting on tonight, whoever's on. I want to thank God for this moment, this hour. I want to thank God for my family. This is the Royal Bluettes, the Bluett family. I don't think I have all of my kids on tonight, but I think I have one on tonight. But I want to thank Kevin Oliver and his platform that he provides us, but other people also. May God keep blessing him and his wife to provide even a broader platform and go into things they have not even seen before that will be a blessing in their lives and will bless other people in their lives. So tonight, we have an interesting subject tonight. My family comes up with these subjects. I don't care what subject I put on our group thread, they don't never go with mine, so we have to go with theirs. But it'd be good subjects, good communications. Thank you for getting on last week. I think for next week I will promote it even more on my Facebook, Instagram. I might even try to put it on Twitter just to reach more people. So, again, thank you for being on tonight. Thank you for the platform, Elder Oliver. So I'm going to read the scripture first, like I always do before I give the subject. So the subject, you know, will mean something or you get an idea of where we might be going. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15 at verse 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And this is the NIV version. I usually do the King James, but I couldn't. For some reason, I ran across this one, so it'll make more sense. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." And also Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, again, NIV, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock eternal." And our subject tonight is distractions. Our subject tonight is distractions, whether that be in your work for the Lord, or whether that be in your own personal life, family, as a group or individual. But distractions can distract us from the positive things we start off doing, and the devil throws a monkey wrench right as you're doing it or right before you get ready to proceed. So distractions, whether doing the work of the Lord, or in your own personal lives, even at work, anywhere, distractions come about in all situations. So I'm going to have my wife pray us in, if you don't mind, sweetie. Okay. Heather Oliver, can you check and see if she's muted, please? Nani, can you pray with my middle daughter, Vanessa? Can you pray us in, please?
Yeah, I'll pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for bringing us here to learn more of you, to grow more, to spread love, to just be free, be open to talk about you and just life experiences, God. Thank you for the platform. Thank you for just today alone, God, everything that was in today. Thank you for who you are. Please forgive us for anything wrong we may have done to you, to ourselves, or to anybody else, God. Please help us to do better and show us the places that need more love and need more of you. Today I want to move in this episode, God. I pray for everybody to be able to walk away with something. I pray for you to give all of us the words to say and that we move in love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Nani. Is that Asha?
Divine.
Yeah, Asha.
So that's my youngest daughter, Asha. So thank you for getting on.
Is
sweetie.
Mommy on?
Well, she.
I'm back on.
Yeah, just now. Okay, we hear
yeah,
you.
Hey, Robbie. She's calling back in now. And she should be back live.
Okay.
So,
well, I guess I'll. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Nani.
No, go ahead. Okay. I was going to read the definition of distractions. Hold on. Let me get it.
Can you
it
hear
says
me now?
A thing. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Hear you. All right, I just wanted to read the definition of a distraction. It says a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So like I was saying earlier, what you start out to do in your family life, in your personal life, going to work, staying in the Word of God, obeying the Word of God, that distraction can take your concentration away and lead you in a different direction. You know, so we just have to be careful when that comes about. I got a few scriptures about that we'll get into later. We have to be careful when that happens to get right back on track. Did you have anything, Weiss?
Yeah, I got a different definition. My definition was something that turns your attention away from. When your attention is turned away from the thing that you were trying to do.
Yeah, that's another good explanation of it. But it's the same thing, both of them. So would anybody like to give an explanation or an example of starting out to do something and you got distracted? And how did you overcome it?
Well, if they don't want to go first, y'all want me to go first? Or do somebody else want to go first?
Okay, we had somebody ask a question. My friend in the car with me, she asked, do we choose our distractions?
That's a great question. I'm sorry I'm so into this, y'all, but that's a great question because we can. We can choose our distractions without even knowing we're choosing it. It's just that when we're doing something and we get distracted, do we choose to be distracted? And then if it's something we're scared to do or nervous in doing and a distraction comes along, we accept it. So we won't do it, if that makes any sense. But, yeah, that's a great question.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
And the question was, can you choose to be distracted?
No. Do we choose our distractions?
Do we choose our distractions? Oh, okay. 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 Well, let me use a distraction that happened with us. Well, two things that happened with us. First, well, everybody know that. Well, I'm not even gonna go that. I'm gonna talk about my granddaughter. My granddaughter. We love nature. My family loved nature. We were always, picking up stuff and butterflies and, you know, nature stuff. My granddaughter, you explain it, Vanessa, and then I'll come in where I came in at. What happened with the caterpillar?
Me and Destiny were coming out the house, and we saw this cute caterpillar. Like, you know, it was green and fuzzy. For some people that know about nature, I guess you would already know that's a red flag. That's what my brother said. If a caterpillar is really bright and fuzzy, it means don't pick it up. But we thought it was cute, and we always do that. Like, we go pick up stuff, and, we both like nature. So I let her pick up the caterpillar, and she put it in a little basket, and we're in the car, and she's playing with it. And she just like, ow, like out of nowhere. She's like, ow. I'm like, Destiny, what's wrong? She's like, I don't know. Like, she's like, my finger hurts. I said, what happened? She's just like, I don't know. I'm just like, okay. So automatically I'm like, okay, it's the caterpillar. So I take the caterpillar. I throw it out the car, which I'm still kind of sad about. So I let the caterpillar out on the road. But I took the caterpillar out. I threw it out the car, and we kept driving. We get to my mom's center, and, yeah, she was – like, her fingers was, like, it wasn't a rash. You couldn't see it, but, yeah, her fingers were, like, burning and, like, itching. And I looked it up, and the pet caterpillar that we picked up was poisonous, which I never knew there were poisonous caterpillars. But, yeah, and then, like, her legs were itching and stuff and hurting, but, yeah.
And that was, I called that a distraction. Immediately, I told her to put alcohol on it and get some baking soda and make a paste and put it on it. So we were on our way out of town. Now, if we would have let Papa Bear know about this, we would have went to the emergency room, would have been in there, you know, for hours or probably a day or two, you know, but we chose not to let him know about it, you know. But anyway, it was just a distraction, I feel, to thighs were itching, where she had the caterpillar. It started from one her index finger and her thumb. Then it went through her other fingers. It started traveling. So as I was on the phone talking to Vanessa, I was just making sure, you know, I didn't want to tell her, but I wanted to make sure she was breathing. You know, she didn't have an allergic reaction. But when I got there immediately, I just checked her throat, make sure she was breathing okay, and told them to, you know, continue with the paste, you know, make the paste and put it on her fingers and keep it there. And if we would have panicked and just, you know, it was just a distraction, another distraction to keep us from, you know, doing and going where we were supposed to go, doing what we were supposed to do. And it's just, you have to have a clear mind. Oh, of course, I was praying on the way, and as we were doing it, the mother, my other daughter, was pleading the blood of Jesus. You know, we did do all these things. But in the distraction, you just have to have a clear mind when distracting, life or death distractions come. You have to have a clear mind, think rational, you know, just keep a clear mind and pray. Either we're going to trust God or we're not. And that's where I've always been, and that's where I've tried to teach my kids, keep a clear head. Don't let the child know that you're panicked or scared, because then they're going to get scared and panic. So they kept a clear head, and I'm proud of both of them, because nothing like this ever happened. Especially with me not being there.
When did this happen?
The day before Friday?
The trip.
Yeah, like Friday or Thursday? No, it was the day before, like Friday or Thursday.
Okay, so first of all, Nani.
Yes.
Somebody had already told you about stuff like that. So y'all didn't tell me nothing until now?
Daddy, can we not? She told you the reason why she didn't tell you is because of what you're doing right now.
Okay, so when was y'all going to tell me something if she wouldn't have been able to leave the hospital? That's a
distraction
to me.
Went to that point, if it got to that point, Daddy, you would have known, but it wasn't that to that point. She was okay.
So that's a distraction to me, since we're talking about distractions.
Well, it was a distraction. No, things like that, we cover you. No. Things we don't let you know, we don't want you to worry and panic like you was with Asha, getting ready to fly up there, you know, and handle situations. You handle stuff in a panic mode. planning too much.
No, I don't handle stuff.
It's not.
I handle business to just get it in and over with. But don't. And we're talking.
We
would have
been in that emergency room for 2 days.
Okay. Don't do it again, guys. All right.
Okay. I have a question. So, Mommy, you wouldn't call that a distraction because you didn't allow it to be a distraction? You know, is it really a distraction if you didn't allow it to be, or is it something that just happened?
I didn't allow it to be. When you see stuff like that and you know, you just pray. You see how fast God gave me an answer, even with the popsicles, with the swelling. Get her the popsicles. She was crying and hollering about her fingers hurting. As soon as she got that popsicle and started holding it with those fingers, what you do? Concentrating on
eating the
popsicle.
She was distracted.
She was distracted by the popsicle.
And she was crying and hollering? Wow.
And then
listen. This is coming from the mom. Okay, Dad. It wasn't out of pain. I knew all the questions in her vocabulary to ask her, and she was in pain. She wasn't in pain. It was out of shock, out of fear. She was scared.
And once I told her to get the popsicles out the freezer, she got the popsicle, and she was holding it with the tip of her fingers, where her fingers was hurting. I told her to put the popsicle on the tip of her fingers where the swelling was and let her eat the popsicle. Once they did that, she stopped crying. She forgot all about the pain that she had on because the pants had poison on them. Every time she put the pants back on, she started itching. So I just made her a skirt out of the fabric that I had.
So are there good distractions?
Yeah, there's good distractions. She was distracted with the popsicle. She wasn't in pain anymore. It wasn't itchy. It's good distraction,
Y'all killing me. Y'all killing me. Something like that, I'm sorry, but something like that, y'all have to let me know, okay? And I know.
Okay.
And I'm trying to do better as far as when something happens to my kids or happen to you, all right? I'm just trying to do better. But I can't do better and grow into it without knowing. So every blue moon, I hear about something, and I get a certain way. But as I hear more and see more, I can get better. So stop. Something like that, don't hide from it. I'm not heated about it. I'm just saying, please don't do that again.
Okay, so,
you know,
so let's take the day before.
If it really got serious and then y'all called me, I may not have been able to look in her eyes as she looked back.
Okay, so listen to this.
So something could
I measured that decision. Listen to this. I measured that decision on the day before when Asha got lost. You totally freaked. You panicked.
Mommy, he's just saying that let him grow into it. That's what he said. If he understands how
I
he
understand
is, so therefore,
that. I understand
oh,
that. But I measured that on the day before when he panicked. So it wasn't no sense in me putting more on him.
He understand, but he's saying that he understands previous situations and how he handles it. Cool, but he's asking for him what's going to work for him is to tell him about stuff that happens now so he can work into it. He understands how he was. He's saying from this point forward, what's going to work for him, though, is telling him.
Okay.
So on my part, and I'll make it real short. On my part, since my kids have been born, I've been able to take care of them. Do for them, make sure they're good. When things are out of where I can't and I have to rely, that's hard for me. That hits home with me. And we tell a lot of people outside our families, you know, God is with you. We pray for them. But when that hit home, it's hard. And my faith is getting better as far as with my kids, but I have to grow into it. I can't just be spotty about it. I can't just like, you know, something happened last year and then a million things happened. Then y'all tell me something happened this year, and I'm back to square one. It's not that I have little faith or small faith. It's just that when it comes to my kids, I'm personal. But the question that was asked is there good distraction? Yes, of course there is. Because if you're headed to do something wrong, God throws a distraction. to deter you from doing that. He tries to protect you. He's y'all go ahead.
No, go ahead. We're listening. I just want to make you realize why, or help you realize why we don't tell you certain things. Even when Pasha bust his head, when Pasha swallowed okay, you said this way, this day forward. Okay, this day forward. Okay, the distractions. Let's get back on it.
Mommy, did you not? He's saying the point of if you tell me something once a year that happens, how am I going to grow? Like, he's just saying from this point forward, tell him stuff that's going on so he can, you know what I'm saying?
So we're not going to make this a distraction. We're going to keep it moving, okay? Okay, so a distraction is what the enemy, if the enemy can't destroy you with something, he'll use distraction. The enemy is out, he's not just seeking whom, he's out seeking whom he may devour, yes. But we have to make sure that we're not one of the whom he may. You understand that part or no? We have to make sure we're in a place in Christ where he's not able to do what he set out to do. Okay? I'm going to use this because this is recent. When we got on the trip, we went to on the trip, and I'm not going to use names. I'm not going to use the distraction. I'm just going to use the distraction itself. Okay, me and my husband and I, we were put in a situation where I could have been a more effective witness, but a distraction came to where I didn't think to lead this person to Christ because I let my feelings, and a lot of times we let our feelings get in the way of what God told us to do. If God gives you a specific mission or an opportunity to be a witness, we can still be a light. We're still being a light. What was the phrase that I used earlier, Nani, about the light being a light? But it was something that I said. But look, I told you to write it down. I was being a light, but I let the distraction deter me from doing the full will of God. I was supposed to went to my family reunion this past weekend and be a light, which I was. I was a light. But I let a distraction deter me feeding God's mission. And a lot of times, if we're not careful, like I was, I repented the whole way home. And the distraction caused me to cut my husband short, you know, not really paying attention to him. Well, I won't say paying attention to him. He would say something, and I'll give him a short answer, and me and my kids just start back laughing. It made him feel real uncomfortable, which I wanted him to feel. But we have to, as Christians, we shouldn't use, I'll say we shouldn't let our feelings get in the way, what God told us to do. Because a lot of times, expect distractions when you're on a mission. Expect them. When you recognize them, call them out for what they are, bind them. Plead the blood of Jesus if you have to. Well, that's the best thing to do. Plead the blood of Jesus and stay on task. Don't get distracted. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Stay on your mission, what God wants us to do. Be that light. Be a witness for him. And I'm not saying you have to go out wherever you are, you laying hands and pray. No, be that light. Just be the light. Our light should shine more in darkness. Understand that. Your light should shine brighter in darkness. If you walk into it, you know, it's nothing but, you know, whatever is there in you know, where you're going. Don't put nobody down for what they're doing. You don't have to talk about them. You don't have to do none of that. Just let your light shine. If somebody offered, liquor was offered to me, sweetie, I don't do that. Oh, you don't indulge? No, ma'am. I don't indulge, and I let them know. My husband don't either. and come at me again. But you know he's going. The enemy's going to try you again. He brought one of my other cousins. Baby, I don't do that. And I wasn't rude about it. I just let him know, sweetie, I don't do that anymore. Thank you. You sure? Put the liquor up under my nose. No, ma'am. I just politely pushed her hand away, told her, no, ma'am, I don't do that anymore. Thank you. And kept letting my light shine. But that could have been my time to say, you know what? Since they bold enough to ask me, I should have been bold enough to say, you know what? You know why I don't do that no more? Because I've met a man named Jesus, and you can meet him too. And I should have been witnessing with my mouth, not just with my life and what I'm not doing. I might not have been pointing my fingers, you know, but it was in my head. I know this nigga didn't just ask me. Yeah, but that same boldness that the world has, we need to have. And I had to repent so many times when I was leaving there. I blew being a witness. Yes, I let my light shine, but I was not a witness for Christ. And I had to repent. But anyway, somebody, y'all can talk. Somebody else say something. Because as they say, I take up too much time telling my story. Hello?
No, you good, sweetie. You good. You all right. So let me read this scripture right quick. For the things that God wants us to do for him, right? It takes God to help us do it also. But let me read this scripture right quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 at verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, where it says, there hath no temptation taken you but such common demand. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So what they're saying is that whatever comes before us that's negative, God allows it to happen, but he does not allow it to happen above your capabilities. So every temptation that each person, which is different in each person, run across, God has enabled you to get over it. It's not going to be something you haven't seen before. It's going to also be lessons you haven't learned before, and it's going to be common to you. It's not going to be nothing that you never seen before. It's going to be common to you, and God has already made a way for you to get above it and out of it. So let's read that again. There have been temptations, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make an escape that you may be able to bear it. So all temptations that we go through, we should be able to bear it because God has given you an escape before you even ran into the temptation. Amen?
Can you hear me? Amen. Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear you, Mommy?
We're here, sweetie.
Can you go up to 11? 10 and 11.
I don't have 11 with me at the moment. I don't have 11
okay.
And 12 with me at the moment.
Okay, I'm gonna do 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. The thought that I had, it just left me. I'm sorry. It just left me. But we need to just be careful.
You got distracted.
Yeah, I did. I got distracted. Because I thought, anyway, okay. But God is good. He will give us a way to escape, but we have to look for the exit sign. We have to look. We can't just think that God is going to get us out of situations, especially ones that we put ourselves in. He'll make a way for you to escape, but you have to look for it. You can't just, you know, think God is just going to just get you out of it. No, you have to be a willing vessel to want to get and want to come out of it. And I wanted to, let me see. You read 1 Corinthians 15.
Hold on, I have a question on 11. I mean, hold on, I have a question on, dang, it went away. What was the one you just said?
11.
Oh, 12, 12. Okay, so the version I have, it says, so be careful. When you think you are standing firm, you might fall. So it's saying, is it saying, like, when you think you got it? Like, be careful when you think you got it?
Exactly. And I went in thinking I had, that's what it was. Thank you, Vanessa. I went in thinking, you know, that I'm not even going to say strong enough, because I was strong enough in one area, but got distracted because I let my feelings get in the way. So now my prayers will be different because I've never prayed on that, for that, for my feelings. So now I have to change up my prayer on, you know, guarding, you know, my heart and my mind from distractions and my feelings. Because what we think we have, I believe now that I've read this, I was tested because I thought I was somewhere and I wasn't. Does that make sense?
Still trying to wrap. So we shouldn't be confident that we can't get distracted? Like, is it saying, like,
Read it again.
Hold on.
Read it again.
So be careful when you think you are standing firm, you might fall.
When you think you're standing firm, I feel like that is saying for me, when I was going in, I've already had my mind made up and what, you know, what things was going to be, and I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, but not guarding my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I left myself thinking I was standing. But you have to guard everything. Okay, I left a piece of armor at home that day,
mm-hmm,
because I wasn't fully covered.
Got you.
But see,
and we have to put on the whole armor.
When you read in the Word of God, you got to look at every word. So, read that again, Lonnie.
So be careful. When you think you are standing firm, you might fall.
Key word, might. The Word of God just said you will. What we have to keep in mind, you might. So we got to rightly divide the Word of God and understand the Word of God. Matter of fact, I got a piece of scripture for that. Where in 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, where it says, study to show thyself approved. We got background noise. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God. So in every scripture, understand each word in that what you're reading that makes up what it says. So what you read, Nani, was the word might. So you can stand firm in the Word of God. You can be confident in the Word of God. You can be confident even in who you are. It's just when the distraction comes, don't deter, is what it's saying.
So what I didn't do, I didn't speak his word. I didn't even speak it. I didn't speak his word.
You know what I'm saying, though, right? I'm talking about what 90
years. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm saying it sounds like kind of like a warning, just kind of like feeding, like it's kind of like working our way into verse 13. It sounds like it's a warning, but it's telling us we're going to be tempted. Like you might fall, like it's kind of like working into verse 13, how it says you might be tempted. I mean, you're going to be tempted. So it's kind of giving you a prep. Like,
what does your word say on 11?
11, those things happen to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us. That's because we are living at the same time. We are living at the time when God's work is being completed.
Now keep reading. Read all of it together.
So be careful. When you think you are standing firm, you might fall. You are tempted
exactly
in the same way. human beings are, huh?
I said exactly. My sister just texted saying, Lady Dove, when you think you've arrived, don't think you arrived, that you all that in a bag of chips.
That's true, but that's not the concept of what we're talking about when you read verse 11. So the key word in it tonight is might. You can be 100% confident in God, right? And you're going to get distractions because of your belief in how you are. You're going to get distractions. But the word might, you might fall. See, the word might, you can, you will, or you won't. And that's based on rightly dividing the word of God, showing yourself to be a workman under God, right? So the concept is just only in that verse 11. You can be as confident as you want, but be careful in your confidence that you are assured that you know the word of God and that you are who you say you are in the word of God. Right? So let's read that again.
Because if your confidence is true, then you won't fall. Like,
correct.
If your confidence
correct.
Is, yeah.
And God will not allow you to fall because of your confidence. Remember, oh my God. Remember last week when me and you were talking about the four guys that picked up their friend to bring to Jesus mm-hmm. and the house was full?
Mm-hmm.
When God saw their faith and they went on top of the house and broke open the roof and let him down in his bed before Jesus, Jesus said, because of their faith. So our work can be anything that we're doing for God. We just got to be confident in our faith toward God. So that word in verse 11 that says might is either yes or no. It's not that you won't. So the more confidence that you got in God, God has never said that you won't succeed. But that word in there, might, depends on you, where you're at, is succeeding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that. It depends on you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So have all the confidence you want. And in your walk of faith, depending on your confidence and what you believe, God will correct you as you go to even build more faith in you and more confidence in you. And no, we have not arrived. We're striving. We're striving. We have not arrived. But as we keep continue to walk, as God gives us life in his body, we keep continue to walk and study the word of God and rebuild our faith up in the trials and tribulations that we go through in our walk. So the distractions is a trial. It could even be a tribulation in how you accepted that distraction. So distractions are good. It builds you up. If they're negative. If they're positive, it builds you up. If they're positive. So distraction works on both sides of the road, both sides of the fence. It's not lukewarm where it just rides the fence. God would rather have us be cold or hot. And the distraction puts us in the proper place we need to be in.
Oh. Okay. So read that one more time, 11, 12, and 13 together again. One more time.
Okay, hold on. I was eating my apple. Hold on. You said 11, 12, and 13?
Yes, read them together.
To them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us. That's because we are living at the time when God's work is being completed. So be careful. When you think you are standing firm, you might fall. You are tempted in the same way all other human beings are. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted any more than you can take. But when you are tempted, God will give you a way out. Then you will be able to deal with it.
Amen.
So that makes sense.
Amen. All the sense in the world. And I'm gonna say this. After the distraction, when I went through that, when we got back home, after I, you know. Being rude to my husband, we came back and had the most heated discussion I think we've ever had since we've been together over the distraction. But guess what ended up coming out of it? How we really felt on things that we've both been doing since we've been together. Well, I won't say been together, but for a long time. That irritates him, what I do, and what irritates me. So that had to happen to bring out the things that we didn't like. And it brought us closer together. That's why I love God's word. All things work together for the good of them that love God. When I tell you, that could have went so left and stayed left. But when we spoke our peace about the situation, not just the situation, but how we really felt, you know, about things that have been going on in our marriage, it gave us a new level of love for each other. And not just love, but respect. Respect. I'm going to say it again. Respect. So the enemy probably, you know, he did meant it for evil, but God turned it around for our good. And I thank God for it. And I thank God for the distraction at my family reunion.
Amen. Amen. I 100% agree with that. So listen, another scripture just popped up. Scripture time. Let's see. let's see. So any sort of to think about God, as he wants to help us more than we can even think or imagine, is that when we get in situations, he helps us, or he even gives us a scripture for it. And we got to be mindful to read our Bibles. We got to be mindful to study our Bibles. And I do it every morning. And I'm still just a nobody. I do it every morning. And it's a habit, right? Just like Evangelist Dub always say, pray, talk to God, make it a habit, get familiar with his voice, have an open relationship with God. But I'm going to read the scripture. Matthew 7 and 7. The book of Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So God wants us to come to him. He wants to give us what we need so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, for that purpose. We have help. And whatever part of our lives that we need help in, all we got to do is knock. And God will open it up to us. What we need to go on. So all the distractions that are negative, don't worry about the distraction. Just be kind of leery of why you ran into it. What is God trying to tell you? Where are we weak in our lives that we need help? See, if you're never distracted, something's wrong. If you never run into problems, something is wrong. That means you're going in the same direction as the devil. And the devil ain't got no problem with you because you're going the same place he's going to, which is hell. Amen.
Amen. And God will help us. I didn't know I needed help in that area. But God had to show me where I was weak in that area and where I needed help. So God will help us in areas that we don't even know we needed help in, but he'll bring distraction. And I believe that God allowed that distraction to happen to show us where we need help in. So I just thank God for who he is. I really do. I thank God for who he is. And he'll show you how strong you are. He'll show you where you're weak at.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to open that up a little bit more to because I really want somebody that's confused right now. And I'm not going to get into the full details of it. So one of her cousins who's in a wheelchair.
And okay, I did not want to go there. I did not want to bring, that's why I didn't mention who and what.
Okay,
I didn't want to go there.
That's fine.
I did not want to even let nobody know.
Okay, babe. So I'll say this. Men are gullible. I say it like that. Men are gullible. And we don't see the instant situation a lot of times. We don't see the instant things of what's going on right at the moment. And because of that, it started a situation. I didn't, or the man didn't, wasn't looking into pursuing, I'll put it that way. But again, a man is gullible. Most men are gullible. And a woman will see every detail of a situation. And when a man tries to explain himself, that no, but the details don't disappear. Kind of what happened over the weekend. But I thank God that we did come home. We did talk about it. We shared how we felt toward one another. And we even shared what irritated one another. And that's a sign of a strong marriage where you can do this. And we came out of it untorn. I came out of it untorn. I don't know what my wife is. But she remembers something. It'll be 20 years from now. But yeah, we came out of it untorn, and it even built us even better. 37 years of marriage. So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. What is tracking? Fulfilling your purpose, promise.
Huh? You're breaking up, sweetie.
Hello.
Yeah.
I was saying that. What does distractions do? A lot of distractions do. If you're not careful, you would abort a lot of the things that God put in us, or we'll birth it prematurely. So we have to address things, you know, when it happened, the distraction, whatever it is, if whatever distraction is, it don't have to come out, or it doesn't have to end up, recognize it as a negative, recognize it, you know, deal with it, talk about it, you know, and go on. Pray about it. Keep walking. Keep it moving. But don't dwell on it. Don't stay there. Don't let it do what it set out to do, which is destroy. Distractions come to destroy. Whatever the enemy can't kill you with or destroy you, he'll come and he'll try to distract you. If he sees that he can't destroy you, he'll bring the distractions, but you have to recognize that it's a distraction.
Amen. So that leads us into scripture time now. I love scripture time. Let's see.
Okay.
So, all right. So distractions can be a spirit also. The spirit of the devil trying to distract you, as we were talking about good spirits and evil spirits earlier. So this verse, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. All right, so we're talking about our faith. We're talking about where we stand. We're talking about who we think we are. We're talking about confidence in God. We're talking about all this right now above. But when a distraction comes, we can try the distraction to see if it's of God or of the devil. Try the spirit. Ask that spirit, do they believe in the name of Jesus Christ? Ask that spirit, do they believe that Jesus Christ was buried, died and was buried, and that Jesus Christ rised again? That's how you try the spirit. And the spirit of the devil cannot confess that. Even though the devil know he went into the earth, even though the devil know he arose, he will not confess Jesus Christ as his Savior. He will not do it. So try the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. When this was wrote 2,000 years ago, a little bit under 2,000 years ago, it still stands fast today. You know, so going forth, let's be careful of our distraction of something we know we're finna do good. Be careful. Be careful. And from now going forward, Nani, Aja, myself, my wife, since we're talking about this tonight, believe me, the devil's going to try you going forward. And when you see him trying, you're going to laugh so hard. You're going to laugh so hard. You're going to smile real hard. But because you see he's trying you. He's trying to distract you. And all that does is give you much more power. If you hate the devil, it gives you much more power to do what you're going to do. That's for God.
You know what? I'm
when
going
I got
to say
baptized
a lot of
in 19, when I got baptized in 1987, I went to a church that first Sunday. I sat in the back pew. You know, I didn't go to church. So it was kind of interesting. The second Sunday, I sat in the middle. The third Sunday, I sat on the front row, or what we call the front pew. It just so happened that they was doing baptismal that day, accepting Jesus Christ and baptizing people. So I raised my hand, and I accepted Jesus Christ as my life, you know, as my Savior. Before I got dipped in the water, a deacon told me, he said, if you go in believing, I guarantee you, when you come out, you're going to get tested by the devil. I went in believing. Why do I say, how do I know I went in believing? Because when I got home, I got tested. That lets me know I believed when I went in. And I got tested. And it made me smile and cry at the same time that what he said was true. It made me cry because I believed. And it made me smile that the devil couldn't distract me.
Amen. And a lot of people misread that verse. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. A lot of people put their own little words in there. Try the spirit by the spirit. Now, you can't add other words to it, because then it takes it to another. If you're trying a spirit by the spirit, what if the other person is in the wrong spirit?
So now you're in the wrong spirit. So try the spirit by the spirit is what people always say, just like you just said. By what spirit? Try the spirit by what spirit? What spirit are you talking about?
The wrong spirit that person is probably in.
And that's how we add to the word of God, which we should not do. So God says anything you, yeah. So beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. That's what the word says.
Right. But I hear people quote that wrong all the time, all the time. I'm not sure if it's something that they heard and they're not reading the word for word, But yeah, but if you in the wrong, if the person in the wrong spirit and you try in their spirit, you in the, you probably end up jumping in the wrong spirit. But yeah.
You and Audrey still on?
Yeah, I'm on, but I still had to hang up. Her phone was done.
Okay. All right. All right. You got anything you want to say before we close out?
Yeah, I have a little bit of a background. That's me watching her number block for school tomorrow. But anyway, I get distracted on a daily basis. But I don't even see them as distractions. It's just a reminder to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all.
So. Okay. That's good. That's good. At least the one thing you know is that you got to do things, certain things. You got to take care of business. So that's what you do.
I remember you took words from you. This is in one of my new songs that I'm dropping on my EP. Y'all stay tuned. It was like, Daddy said I had to do what I have to do now so I can do what I want to do later.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I said, hold on. Then I said, I can miss a million problems in the world, but guess what? My God is greater. Yeah.
All right. Ricky, you got anything else, sweetie?
I do not. I just thank God for this weekend. It really showed me another part of me that I need to work on. So I just thank God for just showing me myself this weekend and how I need to, or what I need to pray for now. To just, and be conscious of and not let my feelings get in the way of witnessing. And it almost felt like, it's like a sucker punch. My sister, we was using some terms, sucker punch. It was a little sucker punch. I didn't see him coming, but that's all right. Now I know. It's something that I had to, walk it out. And I repented, all weekend for God to forgive me. But so God is good. And I just thank God. And I thank God for you, sweetie, for hanging in there with me.
I ain't hanging. I'm in there. I appreciate God for you. I ain't hanging because my grip can get loose one day and I fall off. I'm in there.
Okay.
I ain't holding on to the side of anybody's rope. So you just brought in another scripture time. Man.
Wait, let me get my pen. Hold on. Okay. Go ahead.
You just brought in another scripture time before we close out. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Come on,
chapter
baby.
7?
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 35. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is commonly, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. That's in the Word of God. Let's read that one more time. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 35. And this I speak for your own profit. Not that I cast a snare upon you, but for that which is commonly, and that you may attend upon the Lord without this.
That's our last scripture tonight, unless you bring another one out. But God even speaks about distractions. And he knows what we go through. He knows that we're in this flesh. And Paul even said, I hated even garments or clothes on my flesh because it's nasty, because it's filthy. So this flesh that we're wrapped up in and we're living every day, if God gives us opportunity to live, we have to contain the flesh, control the flesh, because that which he has placed inside of us is so valuable that he does not want it to diminish. He does not want it to go away, right? So he sent Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to help us contain the flesh, because that which is inside of us is so important to him, he sent Jesus to die for it. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. I'm going to ask Aja to pray us out in just a minute, if you would, sweet daughter. But I want to, again, thank Elder Oliver and his wife, Lady K, Kiasha, for this opportunity, this platform, Chaos Block Talk Radio. Huh? It's Chaos Block Talk Radio. He has done a great work in the kingdom of God, of giving people a platform to speak of God and his son, Jesus Christ. He even has shows on, him and his wife is on Monday at 7 p.m. speaking great stuff, great stuff. Tune in to Chaos Block Talk Radio at 7 p.m. on Monday nights. And you will not be heartbroken about it, I promise you. It'll help you because it's a husband and a wife that is speaking things that are happening in their life that's related to yours, I promise you. And my daughter, who is on Wednesdays on Chaos Block Talk Radio at 7 p.m., I'm sorry, at 8 p.m., I think it's called Vent Break.
8 a.m.
It's called Vent Break. And she speaks to the adults as well as the teenagers. About what she goes through, and she inspires us all by her inspirational conversation. It's not a conversation to put you down unless God speaks to you directly, convicts you, but it's an inspirational Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock that she inspires us to do better than we are. And I thank God for these openings. I thank God for these platforms. And again, I thank God for Chaos Block Talk Radio, ran by Elder Oliver and his wife, Lady K. So, Oz, if you could pray us out, we'll go ahead and end our conversation tonight.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you for this platform, for this beautiful platform to serve and commute and to preach and teach and touch lives, Lord, and touch the souls that need to be touched. Thank you, God. Please let these words don't just go in one ear and out the other, but let them carry it for the rest of the night, the rest of the week, the rest of the year, the rest of their lives, Lord. Let them be touched either by a word, by a sentence, a laugh, something, Lord, a scripture, anything, God, for them to be a better servant to you, God, and to lift up your people. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good night.
Good night.